Good morning, you're through to Jamie at MMA Legal. How can I help?
Is that Mr. Kelly?
Speaking, yes.
Hi, it's Mr. McRobb. You phoned me earlier on.
Hi, Mr. McRobb. Thank you very much for returning my call. Bear with me just while I bring up your matter. Just before date of protection, can you confirm your date of birth, please?
30/12/1957.
Perfect. And your postcode?
811-2HL.
Right, that's great. And just to let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Thank you very much for returning my call. Let me just get into your case. Yes, so I just wanted to discuss the present position of your application, okay? And then just go through some further details with you. Shouldn't be too long. I just need to obviously make sure you're aware of the position we're currently at. So the scheme, the redress scheme, have accepted your application. It now has a designated application reference. So the next stage is for us to request all the information from all the relevant authorities and bodies that may have any data in relation to yourself or your time in care. Okay. So the information I have in front of me is a glass-blown house in North Berwick. Is that correct?
Berwick, yes.
Yeah. And your current GP medical practice, have you got the name of them?
It's, hold on now. Oh, dearie me. If I never go to them, the doctor comes to me. Springwell Medical Centre.
How are you spelling that, sorry?
Sierra,
yep.
Bar, Romeo, India, November,
yep.
Golf, Whiskey, Echo, Lima.
Springwell Medical Centre. And whereabouts is that?
That's a Millen, which is Alpha, Romeo, Delta, Mike, India, Lima, Alpha, November, Paris.
Let me see if I can find that now. So yeah, I've got 39 odd million Terrace, EH112JL. Does that sound about right?
That's about right.
Right, let me just take a note. Great. So I'm just going to go through some requisite information I need to inform you at this stage, okay? Make sure all the information we have is correct on your file.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to bring up your initial details. So I've already got your date of birth and your postcode, that's all correct. And then let's go on to the next one. So the relevant proof of address and ID, let me see. So I have your driver's license in front of me.
Yeah.
It looks like, did that driving license, did that expire in 2022?
Yeah, I just noticed that.
Yeah, okay. Do you have any other forms of photographic identification?
No, none at all, no.
Right, okay. So if you have no other forms of photo ID, and have you not renewed your driving license?
No, I'm not going to bother reviewing my driving license. I'm not interested in driving.
Right, that's absolutely fine. So what we'll need then is, if you don't have any ID, that's absolutely fine, but we'll need three forms of proof of address. So I can see that you've already provided a Vanquis letter, which is absolutely fine. And would you be able to provide two more copies of different letters you may receive, just so we can pop them on your file?
Yeah, I should be able to
do. Perfect. I'll send you an email following this conversation, just so you can respond to it, because we will need those on file in lieu of any identification, okay? Yeah. Let's see the other information. So it looks like we have beneficiaries listed as Ross McRobb and a Lindsay McRobb. So which you can only have one defined beneficiary with these types of applications. So who would you like your beneficiary to be?
It'll be my son, he's the oldest.
And that's Ross?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And have you got Ross's date of birth?
It's the 9th of June, 1982.
And do you know Ross's address?
No, I don't know his address. No, I've moved house, a new house.
Right, that's fine. We can come back to that at a later stage, okay? So with these types of applications, you are entitled to the two forms of payments. So there's the fixed payments of £10,000, but there's also the individually assessed payments, which is up to £100,000. So just so you're aware that we are pursuing the individual assessed payments of up to £100,000, is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. One moment. Sorry, my system's just being a little bit slow. It won't be a second.
Could you send me an addressed envelope so I can send these paper proof of address to you? I'm not very good at doing these phone photos.
Do you use WhatsApp?
No, I don't know.
Right, okay. Leave it with me. I will look into getting you sent a prepaid envelope. Is that okay?
That'd be great, mate. Thanks.
Great. Right. The care setting, we've already run over to Glascoon House. You were there between 1961 and 1972, is that correct?
No. I was there for about
1975. Okay. Just to confirm, you haven't applied to the advance payment scheme?
No.
Okay. Were you known by a different name when you were in care? Have you ever had any other names you went by? Like, have you changed your name, be a deed poll, etc.?
No, it was Ronald or called Ronnie or Ron.
Right, okay. That's fine. And have you made any applications to the Criminal Injuries Compensation Authority related to any of the abuse you suffered, and have you been given any award?
No, none at all, no.
Right, okay. Do you have any criminal convictions, specifically for rape or murder, and have you ever been sentenced to imprisonment of 5 years or more?
None.
Right, so I'm just going to briefly go over, because at the beginning we take a rather succinct statement, okay? So I'm just going to highlight some key points to make sure it is all correct. So it states here that things were quite strange, felt strange to you from the very beginning at your time with Glascoon. You were there for 11 years, and the first few years were extremely strict. You said that everything felt regimented and almost militarized. It was if you were being trained rather than cared for. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I must emphasise that this was only for a matter of to about 1969 or something.
It still happened, yes, I understand. How long it happened for. So it looks like there was references to physical abuse, yes?
Yeah.
And they make you stand in dark corridors, and so staff were ready to go to bed. You actually got restrained and pinned down and hit with slippers, yeah?
Yeah.
They'd often send you to bed without any tea. Right, okay. It says here you ran away multiple times.
I ran away at
the postcode as well.
Yeah, and it's obviously impacted your mental health, which has lasted for the majority of your life, is that correct? Right, okay.
The password on your account as well is Ben Murray 2003.
Great.
So just to let you know, listen, that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay? The reason for my call today, Mr. Smith, is you are now with
Bear with me one moment.
And what my point of call today is,
Pencil for information,
now how the case is going to go moving forward for yourself. I'm going to ask a range of questions in regards to gathering some knowledge about yourself and also, you know, obviously, how your time in care has affected you. And if it does,
right, so we've gone over the information, all that's correct that we have, okay? So I just need to essentially go through a somewhat of a checklist, okay, just to make sure you're fully aware of who we are and what we're doing to assist you, okay?
Yeah.
So you understand what the Scottish Redress Scheme is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Great. So, if you suffered any abuse in any recognised care environments prior to the 1st of December 2004, you are eligible to apply to the scheme. I've already explained that there's two ways you can request payment. The individual assessed payments is what we are pursuing. So that's a payment which is going to be up to £100,000, and that will be entirely dependent on a closed panel making that decision. So essentially what we do is from this stage we request all your evidence and data that relevant authorities may have, okay?
Yeah.
We will then get that together, and later down the line, once we have all the information, we will take a much more detailed statement from you. We will then submit all of that to the scheme, and then a panel will get together, they will review all the evidence, and then they will essentially come back and make a decision on what level of payment you can receive. So the level of payment are between level 1 to level 5. Level 1 is the lower end of 0 to 10, and then as the level goes up, it incrementally increases all the way to level 5, which is anywhere between 80 to 100,000. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right, okay. So you've signed a conditional fee agreement with ourselves. So here at MMA Legal, we are completely independent. So we are running your case by way of conditional fee agreements. So essentially, if your application fails and the Scottish Government decide not to make any award, then we will not charge you for anything, okay? However, if your case is successful, we will take a success fee, which is limited to 20% of any compensation obtained.
That's pretty high, yeah.
But it's really competitive compared to some other firms, which can obviously take a much larger chunk. There are other ways in which you can pursue this application. Obviously, you can do it yourself. You wouldn't have our assistance if you decided to do it for yourself. There are some schemes as well with other firms, which essentially run under the legal payment scheme. So it's where the Scottish Government pay these firms directly for dealing with your application, and they get paid whether your case wins or loses. Okay, so we are not part of that scheme, and that's why we run a more independent version and take the success fee. So we do not get paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
Right, perfect. Okay. So let me just move on. So as you know, it's a no-win, no-fee. I've already explained that. If it's unsuccessful, you don't pay anything. And if you decide to withdraw your application, for example, if it gets too much for you, you don't want to proceed with it, again, we wouldn't pursue you for any costs, okay? So the fees are capped at 20%. You'll never pay any more than that, no matter what, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Obviously, I do have to explain that there is no guarantee of success. So it's important that we make that clear to you at this stage. And the art of the scheme is a discretionary basis. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Right, okay. So obviously we are instructed and we will be assisting you with the entire process. So following this conversation, what we will be doing is we will be sending relevant data subject access requests to relevant authorities, care institutions, your medical practice, etc., to get all your information in, because we do obviously need to evidence, if at all possible.
Can I just explain something? Glasscloud doesn't exist anymore.
That's fine. Most don't. We do see that time and time again. So we make relevant disclosure requests to such places as the National Archives, National Records Scotland, the local authorities.
Dr. Bernardo's, you want to get in touch with.
That's at Springwell.
Pardon?
Did you say Dr. Bernardo's?
Yeah, Dr. Bernardo's. That's the home. That was it. Dr. Bernardo's glass clean.
Right, okay. Thanks, I'll make a note of that. So obviously when that information comes in, all the evidence, we will review it on your behalf. If you want a copy, we can provide a copy to you, but we will go through it because we don't have to provide every single piece of paper that we receive to the scheme. Yeah. It's only the assailant evidence that is actually going to evidence the abuse you suffered or anything that's happened since. Okay. So we will also be the main point of contact for the scheme. So now and again, we may come back to you to request some further information if required, but we will deal with the scheme entirely, okay? Mm-hmm. Eventually, the scheme will make the initial offer, shall we say, and at that stage, we will then obtain independent legal advice for you just for whether that offer essentially is any good or whether we should ask for it to be reconsidered. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Also, obviously, if an offer is made and you decide to accept that offer, there will also be a statutory waiver that you will have to sign. So that waiver essentially just states that you accept this payment in full and final settlement and you will go then and try and pursue alternative civil action against any of the relevant bodies. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Great. Okay.
How long does this take? I was reading some stories of it taking years.
I highly doubt it'll take years. It's very hard. It goes back to that saying, how long's a piece of string? Unfortunately, each case is different. However, due to your age, because you are 68, yes?
Uh-huh.
So you will be classified the scheme as a high priority client. So if you're under the age of 68, you wouldn't be classed as a high priority client. But because of your age and if you have any terminal illnesses, the scheme gives those type of applicants priority. So you will get seen before other people, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it could be anywhere from 6 to 12 months being entirely realistic by the time we get all your information in, we've managed to review it all, and then we've took a more detailed statement, and we've submitted that to the scheme, and then the scheme ultimately make their decision. As you can appreciate, the scheme are somewhat inundated with applications. But as I said, because you are classed as a high priority client, you will be considered before other people. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Right, okay. So when you sign the conditional fee agreement, you will have noticed there was a 14-day cancellation period. Was that explained to you at the outset, or did you read that when you signed the conditional fee agreement?
No, it wasn't explained to me. I never read it.
Right, okay. So the 14-day cancellation period is essentially after you've signed the document, you are given a 14-day cooling-off period. So if you decide to change your mind, you can cancel it. No issues whatsoever. If you're saying that you didn't read that and you didn't, you weren't explained that, I'm happy to give you a further 14-day cancellation period from today. It's completely up to you. Or if you're happy to just proceed from this point, we can just proceed.
Just proceed with this.
Perfect. That's absolutely fine. So I've already discussed the proof of addresses. So what I'll do is, as I said, you've requested a prepaid envelope. So I'll get that sent out to you.
You send me maybe a couple or something just in case you need some more.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Leave that with me. I'll get that arranged following this call.
That'd be great. Thanks very much.
Okay. So we've already went through all of the previous information obtained, and that's all correct. That's absolutely fine. Right, okay, so from this stage, I will pass this on to our data subject access request team. They will make all the relevant requests to all the bodies who may hold information in relation to your, obviously, any medical conditions you may have, and in relation to the local authorities who may hold information in relation to your time at the Dr. Bernardo's in Glasgow House. Okay?
Yeah.
Just to make sure, in terms of any medical conditions, do you suffer with any long-term illnesses, any conditions or anything that
I suffer from depression and phobia, social phobia. I don't go out of the house. I stay in the house. I'm kind of confined to my house.
Right. So have you been diagnosed with agoraphobia?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Do you take any medication at all?
I take medication for my depression and that, yeah.
Great. Okay. And do you believe that, obviously, these conditions that you suffer with, do you think these have been directly impacted or heavily impacted by the abuse you suffered?
I don't know. I can't say, really. I'd say they have affected me.
Right, okay. Right, that's absolutely fine. Do you suffer with anything else? Do you have any issues sleeping? Do you have flashbacks? Do you have issues with personal relationships?
Well, I'm single, put it that way. I can't have a personal relationship because I don't go out the house.
Right, I understand. Do you suffer with any disturbed sleep at all?
Yeah, my sleep's terrible.
Okay.
I take sleep tablets for it, but it still wake up during the night.
Nice. And do I have to ask this, do you take any recreational drugs at all?
None at all, no.
Right, okay. And have you ever made any attempts to take your own life? Have you ever self-harmed?
No, I've thought about it, though.
Thought about it, right. Right. I thank you very much for your time today, Mr. McRobb. Have you got any questions for me? Is there anything you feel you don't really understand anything I can explain to you at this stage?
No, I'm quite happy with what you've explained to me.
You're happy with it all, yeah? Great, yeah. Great. So as I said, what I'll do is now, I'll pass this on to our data subject access request team. They'll make all the relevant requests to the institutions, and we'll get all that information in. So you may not hear from us for a few weeks or a couple of months, but rest assured, as soon as we have any form of substantive update, we will be in touch straight away, okay? I'll also make sure to get some prepaid envelopes sent out to you so you can send those proof of addresses to us for our file. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thanks very much.
Perfect. And if you think of anything else, Mr. McRobb, that might have come to you during this conversation, or you need to speak about anything at all in relation to the application or any information in future, just give me a call, okay? We're at the other end of the phone when you need us.
Right. Okay, then.
Okay, perfect, Mr. McRobb. Right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and I will speak with you soon. All right, take care. Bye now.